And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is organizing. Each of my guests is explaining the importance they found in being organized at home, at work, or for a charitable cause. My first guest is the hip and savvy designer on the Emmy-nominated Clean House, the number one rated television show on the Style Network. He taught us how to declutter our lives from his book, Take the You Out of Clutter. My next guest has been called the world's most practical small business expert. He understands a small business must be organized, in other words, it must have a system, to compete with larger competitors. We'll discuss how to turn your small business into a referral machine from his book, The Referral Engine. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. John Jance is the marketing and digital technology coach. He's an award-winning social media publisher and author of Duct Tape Marketing and his latest book, The Referral Engine. After working with small business owners for over 15 years and growing increasingly frustrated with the lack of systematic approach small businesses take to marketing, John decided that he could make his mark in the small business world by creating the perfect small business marketing system. He has made it his mission to bring the simple, effective, affordable duct tape marketing approach to millions of struggling small business owners throughout the world through his workshop. His duct tape marketing blog was chosen by Forbes as a favorite for small business marketing and is a Harvard Business School featured marketing site. His blog was also chosen the best small business marketing blog by readers of Marketing Sherpa. Welcome to the show, John. How are you today?
Hey, thanks for having me. Although I was listening, you know, off the air to your last guest, and I'm afraid my beer can collection is going to have to go, isn't it?
Yeah, your wife is going to make sure that that goes if she hasn't done it already. Trust me, having made that transition from bachelor to married man, really nothing you bring to the marriage of your personal possessions stays.
Well, you know, I'm in a different situation. We have four children, and we're empty nesters now, so we're finding ourselves wanting to get rid of a lot of stuff right now.
Well, good for you. How wonderful. And you're going to streamline and probably read Mark's book on how to declutter your life.
But absolutely.
I have your book, and I've had your book for well over a year, The Referral Engine, Teaching Your Business to Market Itself, because I do believe that referrals are the best way to market, particularly in this economy. And small business owners themselves know that referrals are the best source of marketing for a new business. But the question is, why is it that so few small business owners have a systematic way of obtaining referrals?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really why I wrote the book, because I go out and talk to audiences all the time, and I always ask them, you know, what's the number one way you get business? And always, 50% or more of most small businesses get their business by way of referral or some sort of word of mouth, but so few do anything about it to make it happen purposefully or intentionally. I call it the accidental referral is what they try to live by. And I think there are a lot of factors for it. Maybe the greatest of which is they just really don't realize that they can make referral generation a systematic part. There's also a hint, just a little bit of hint, a fear sometimes. I find that they feel like if they get too aggressive about particularly trying to generate referrals from their customers, that it feels a little like begging, and that a happy customer should just automatically do it. And so I really do spend a lot of time, talking about sort of the human psyche and why we're kind of wired to make referrals, and we're actually doing our customers a bit of a disservice. I mean, if we really do bring good into the world, into our customers' world, then in a way we're doing them a disservice by not showing them how to bring that good to their friends, neighbors, and colleagues.
We're talking to John Jance, and John, you have just hit on probably what is the single most important part, and that is so many business owners are reluctant to ask for them, and yet it's contrary to the way that we've kind of developed as a society. How did we get into the position where we're afraid to ask for referrals, and yet our whole civilization has really been built on networking and connecting with others?
I hate to say this because it kind of comes out, as a real negative, but the reality is I think a lot of small business owners haven't come face-to-face with whether or not they are really delivering value. I mean, I think any time I come across a business owner that is reluctant to ask for referrals, there's sort of a, deep-seated side of them that is maybe a little worried about whether or not they actually deserve them or whether or not they are or they're unsure of the value that they're delivering because they don't take the time to go and measure it and follow up and things like that. And I think that's the greatest holdup.
Without a doubt. Now, John, in researching your book, The Referral Engine, you've got some case studies there. You've got some examples, as you call them. What were some of the most compelling examples that you encountered writing this book?
Well, I did. I talked to about 100 companies that that people either told me about or that I knew about. And I ended up spending about the first half of the book revealing this huge secret that I was happy to be able to uncover. And the secret is the companies that actually get the most referrals actually deserve referrals. Big secret, right? but it's something that I think that we do have to do first is to go to work on our business and make sure that we're plugging all the gaps and we're creating a great customer experience, because that's how you turn the tap. And then the rest of the book, I spend time talking about how to amplify that fact that you deserve them. But I will say that the examples that I found the most compelling really were companies that actually made referral generation an expectation. I mean, it was a mindset. Everyone in the organization knew that job number one, whether they were answering the phone, delivering the boxes, creating purchase orders, creating invoices. I mean, they knew that job number one was that every single one of their customers was going to be so thrilled that they were going to become a referral source. And I think that if you really can instill that, I mean, even to the point where the salespeople are actually introducing the concept of referrals in the selling process, before somebody even becomes a customer. And I think the companies that really take that mindset, and again, not in a, hey, send us business, tacky way, but in a, we're going to create such a great customer experience that it will be obvious that that's what you're going to want to do way, were the ones that I think are just a really shining example of how powerful this technique can be.
Whoa, 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 John. We're talking to John Jantz, author of the book, The Referral Engine, and you say that you instill the mindset in the salespeople to be thinking about and asking for referrals even before they get the business?
Yeah,
take me through that.
It's as simple as suggesting something like, we know, Mr. Customer, you're going to be so thrilled with what we agreed upon or what we've presented today that we actually have a process. At the end of 90 days, we're going to come back and make sure that you're thrilled. And at that point, if indeed, we have delivered as we know we will, then we're going to ask you to introduce us to three other people that you know could use this same positive result. And just that simple line, tailored to your own personality, sets the expectation up front. It's a great marketing message as well. We know you're going to be so thrilled before we've even delivered. The other component of that I don't want people to miss, too, is that you actually have to have a process where you go back and make sure and measure that they were thrilled, which does a lot of things for you, because, first off, it is a great way to collect referrals. It's also a great way to catch some places where maybe you dropped the ball, and maybe you can fix it. And so just having that process in place will do wonders for you.
All right. We're talking to John Jantz, author of the book, The Referral Engine, Teaching Your Business to Market Itself. And John, in your earlier answer, you said the first thing is to have a system. The next thing is to want to get referrals. And then you want to amplify that. So tell us, how do your ideas translate from the, people on the street meeting one another world to the online world? What are some ways that online digital can help you to amplify your referral system?
Well, one of the best ways is to actually, instead of using it as an either or, is to say, okay, I'm going to use these tools to enhance what I'm already doing. So I love to use the example of networking, there's still a lot of businesses and a lot of business owners that go out there and go to their Chamber of Commerce, monthly get together and network, and they collect all the business cards and they go back to their office and, A, they either do nothing with them or B, they bang out emails, right? Glad to meet you. Well, what if they took those same cards and they found those people and they connected with them on Facebook, they connected with them on LinkedIn, they connected with them on Twitter, whatever those people are doing, because we're all doing it now, and they actually started engaging them in those platforms, which are, purely online platforms, right? Then that next month chamber meeting comes around, and you may have actually developed a relationship or know more about that person than spending, a month of making sales calls on them. And so all of a sudden, you have the opportunity, I think, to build a relationship much faster and much deeper by integrating these tools into your high-touch or face-to-face networking as well.
Well, now there's a great idea. So use Facebook, use Twitter, use LinkedIn, whatever you're using now to really connect with these people. Is there, John, any one particular tool in the social networking toolbox that is better than another? Or is it, again, like you say, not an either or, but an and sort of
solution? Yeah, I mean, ironically, my post today was about, because I get asked that question all the time. You know, I don't have much time. What's one thing I should do that I'll get the highest payoff? And a lot of it, in terms of platforms, has to do with your business. You know, if you're, you know, a person that's looking to network with people in other companies, you know, large enterprises, you know, LinkedIn might be great for you. If you're a person that really likes to share lots of content and hopefully find people maybe that want to, you know, pass that content along, maybe Twitter or Facebook is good for you. But the first step that I tell people is to think in terms of setting up what I call listening stations. So instead of, you know, even worrying about, well, gosh, you know, what do I do? What platform should I get on? What do I say? Start listening to what your customers are saying, what key journalists are saying, you know, what they're writing about on their blogs. And you can use tools like Google Alerts, and you can use tools like Google Reader to subscribe to all of the various, you know, blogs that the journalists, for example, in your industry or in your town are writing, because they're all writing now. And it gives you the opportunity to not only see what they're writing and be able to respond and react to it, but to actually engage them, go on and make comments, build a relationship. And so, you know, a lot of times I'll tell people that, you know, listen to your customers, to the journalists, to your strategic partners, and it'll get, you know, you'll get your best bang for your buck, because you will see when and how to engage those very important constituencies.
All right, John, we're talking to John Jantz, author of the book, The Referral Engine. And John, what you say all makes sense, and you can use Google Alerts, you can use Google Reader and that kind of thing, but it really does beg the question, if you're having to filter and monitor all of those different sources, how much time should one dedicate to this type of marketing, particularly in today's economic environment where we're all stretched so thin?
Yeah, you know, ironically, it some of this takes time to set up. Once it's set up and you create a routine, it actually takes very little time to manage, because, you know, let's say you're following five key journalists because you want to build relationships and you want to pitch them stories. I mean, you might spend 2 or 3 minutes a day or less just scanning to see if there's any opportunities. You know, you check it, you know, from your browser, you're done. You know, you went to one place, you're done, and you move on to the next thing. So, you know, in terms of time, I mean, I think we do need, if we're talking about marketing being a system and the most important system in your business and these new tools being the way of the world, you know, you need to just allocate some time to it every day rather than trying to think about, gosh, I'll try to get to that on Friday at 5 o'clock. I mean, just make an appointment. Give yourself 10, 15 minutes to do your social media every day in the morning.
Just calendar it in, make it a part of your routine. We're talking to John Jantz. John, question for you, and I don't know if you've used this tool or not, but you mentioned making yourself more visible in the community. Have you ever used a tool called Help a Reporter Out to find stories? And then talk to me a little bit about that. How would a small business owner use it?
Friend Peter Shankman started that tool. He's since sold it now to a large media agency, but it's a tool that you can subscribe to, and every day, about three times a day, you'll get an email that'll say, hey, here are some reporters looking for a story on X. And they break it up, I think, into some industry topics and things. But you can then pitch that reporter. So it's essentially a reporter saying, hey, anybody out there know anything about this subject? I'm writing a story on it, and I need some sources. And so, you know, if you have legitimate expertise in those areas, you can pitch those reporters, and in many cases they'll be on a deadline, and you might get yourself quoted in a huge industry publication just by reaching out. So it can be something to just put on your radar. You scan the page, say nope, nothing today, or maybe the next day. Oh, I tell you another thing I do. I love people tell people to do is it's a great referral tool, because if you see something that you have a strategic partner that you know would be perfect, or you have a client that would be perfect, you send it off to them and say, hey, I was thinking about you today. You might want to respond to this.
That's great advice. We're talking to John Jantz, author of the book, The Referral Engine. And, John, I want to bring it back to referrals and just ask you some nuts and bolts things. When is the best time to ask a customer for a referral?
Well, there are some great moments of truth, usually, that present opportunities. You know, if you save their butt, you know, they write you an unsolicited testimonial talking about how great your people are. I mean, all of those kinds of times, you know, when the warm and fuzzies are going around and you know, those I call them moments of truth where you want to be prepared to say, hey, we'd love, you know, do you know anybody else we could do this with? But I also believe that, as I've said, you know, mentioning it up front is a very good thing to do. Having a results review, I don't care what you sell, even if it's just a product that they buy, you have some process where you go back after the fact and make sure that they're happy. You measure the results they're getting. You know, that can be a tremendous time as well.
All right. We're talking to John Jansen. John, let's talk about finding those people that you really want to have referrals from, or what you call targeted clients. How do you identify some targeted clients that you might want to go after, regardless of your industry?
Yeah, anybody that's been in business for any time, it's really easy. What I do is I have them create a spreadsheet, and I say, you know, rank your customers by profitability, because there's a lot of customers or type of work that we do that probably we shouldn't be doing. It's not that profitable. We just did it because they, you know, somebody, we used to do it, you know, all those reasons. So your most profitable work. And then let's identify the customers that are already referring business to you. And in many cases, people that have, you know, those you know, loyal customers, if we can identify really the common characteristics with those customers that are profitable and already referring, in many cases, that makes your absolute ideal customer. And it does a couple things. It shows you who to target, certainly, for to turn into champions and make it easier for them to refer, motivate them to refer more. But it also gives you a great profile of who you really ought to be narrowly casting for your new leads.
Ah, that's great advice. We've been talking to John Jantz, author of the book, The Referral Engine, Teaching Your Business to Market Itself. John, just in the short time we've had together, you've given me some great ideas. Thanks for that. If people are interested by what you have to say, they like the sound of your voice, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, certainly my home site, which is ducttapemarketing.com, and that's ducttapemarketing.com. I have a free newsletter, a blog, podcast myself, lots of information I put there. The you know, you can find information about the books, both the books that you've talked about today, and also have a course that teaches small business owners a little of this stuff in depth. And I've got a whole network of independent marketing consultants, duct tape marketing consultants around the world, if you think you want to hire one of them.
Well, that's ducttapemarketing.com. John, it has been a real delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate it. Great
Thank you so much. Take care.